Kum lein la blak gemar. Halten da memches. We're up to memches of alof. The last thing we learned really, there's two concepts. One called mishapara, that is that even though in a court of law we couldn't mandate that you should go proceed with a kinyan, nevertheless, you will give you a mishapara, which is a curse that you're not keeping your word. And then we have a concept of ein ruach ham neichemen. You more explain, depends is if money changed hands or not. Money change hands, and even though money's not going together with your commitment, then we say Mishapara. If it's just words, you said you'll go, you perceive the kinyan, but money change hands, then it's only Ein Yerucham Neuchemen. Says the Gemara back to the Gemara, so we had a Machlek Aleich Neshwakish. Why is it that Metalkin is not going with Kesev? According to the Shlok, it's just Mahatayla, because it says Miyada Misecha. According to Rabbi Yechon, it's only Midrabbanad, Mahatayla, Ma, he says Koine, the only Rabbanad came along, and they basically cancel Kinyan Mois, Machlek is the Shining, but it means cancel completely, or just added a layer to protection for the purchaser. And they said, that because we want to give an incentive to the vendor to maintain security and to mind after the merchandise, so we have two reasons. One is that the fact that he can change his mind, if it increases in value, then he can change his mind and sell it again, make more money, he's going to mind it. And even to give a further incentive, the locaire can change his mind, and therefore, if something happens, he's going to put an effort into trying to save it.
The Mois is an additional layer. The Mashiach is an additional layer. If the body didn't have a Kunt Rabbechna, what's
the Mashiach? So, the Mashiach is a Shayim. According to the Shayim. At Mahatayde, the Kinyan is a Kinyan. The Rabban just added another layer that the Lekeach can change his mind. But if the thing got burnt, the Lekeach can no longer change his mind. It's too late already, because when you change your mind, fine, give it back to me. But he can't. It's burnt. So then he loses out. But if you learn the first way that the Rabbanu completely eliminated his Kinyan Mois, then Kozman, he didn't take the merchandise. He wasn't Kainan, and therefore you give him back his money. You can have to be in halacha. Rashi really has an interesting Rashi. Rashi wants to know what's the chilukin of Yechon and Shlokish. At the end of the day, they both hold that Mashiach is Kainan. I just gave you a chilik within Pshat of Rabbi Yechon. But what's the chilukin of Yechon and Shlokish? Rashi said the chilik is if the person received the money, went ahead and used it for Kedushin for a woman. If you hold that Moses Kainas Mahatayda, the Kedushin is valid. If you hold, even though we haven't made Mitzik Moshicha, but that, in other words, Rashi learns, like those are Shainim that learned Rabbi Yechon holds Moses Kainas Mahatayda, and they didn't remove the Kinyan completely, it's still there. So therefore, if the receiver took the money and gave it to the woman Kedushin, she's the Kedush. But if you learn like the Shlokish, and there's no such place as Moses, then it's not his. What right does a Moses have to give it to a woman? So it's clear Rashi learns that way, at least. I think most of them learn that way. Anyway, right here, Amakra Rava says Rava. Rava is going to try to support his Lakish, and in the end, Tesis says that Lakish is like a virgin anyway. Amakra Rava says Rava. Kro umasnita masaye leila lishlakish. I have saya pasik saya, but I said that supports his Lakish stance, which is that what that Mashiach is kainim mahatel. Kro dechsiv. It says in the beginning by Vayikra. When somebody, when do you swear? If you swore false about something regarding money, and then you were moider, so you pay a penalty, and you have to bring a carbon. It's in the pasuk. Vechicheish ba'amisa. If he lied to his friend regarding which matters, regarding a pekodin, or a pledge, oy betzumas yad or loan, oy begezel a stolen item, oy eshek or is a misa, or I'm not paying his wages. Oshek is a misa. He's not paying his wages. And then the brisa says, what's pshat tzumas yad? If just because I denied a loan or I denied these things and I swore and I made it, I don't have to pay. It has to be like a pekodin. There has to be an object that we're denying. Money, if it's a loan, you had a right to spend it. So what am I? There's nothing here that I'm lying against. You know what? Shumzi, a loan is. You gave me security for the halva, and I denied that the loan ever took place. So therefore, what am I lying about? The security, because I'm keeping it for nothing. So therefore, when I'm moider, I have to swear. Oshe, when it comes to wages, he's again, since it's not tangible, there's nothing here yet, and the money was by me, still has a right to be by me, I just owe you something. So might as well that you meyachid a keli for this wages that he pays. Now, the chia hadre kro, and then the next pasuk says, a couple of later says, and if Lepoil he swore false, and then he was moider. The pasuk goes through every one of these examples. It says in the pasuk, If he sinned and he lied, he was guilty. He has to first return the gzela that he stole. Or the wages that he held back, which now we're saying it is, he had a pledge, he has to give back to security. Or the pekodin that he had, he was watching, he has to give it back. The ilu tshumas yad lahadle. However, it does not mention the pasuk tshumas yad. Doesn't mention the loan. My time. Why doesn't it mention the loan? Lav mishum. No, it's as if to say in the case of the loan, he still lost where? Why not? We just said that this security must be that the security is still sitting by the loiva. The malvin never took it, and because the malvin never took the security, and Mois is not koine. Because if Mois is koine, if money is koine, like Rabbi Yechon, so when he lent you the money, that was the money, and the bekodin should have come mine. Yet it seems that Mois is not koine, sitting by the loiva. Therefore, the malvin doesn't have to pay. Is not guilty. Must be because there's no meshicha. That aiter shlokish. But the only way that you kind of something is through Mashiach, and since it's still sitting by the loiva, that's why the malva is not considered like he denied an existing thing. Omla Rapapa Rava, that's a horaya Rapapa Rava. Ema, why can't you say Ma'oishiku the Hodakra? Why can't you say that it comes under the banner of Aisha? Just like by Aisha, we said that there was a Kaili deposit, you know, the guy who owes the employer gave the employee a keli, a mashkin. I'll pay you one day, and then we just said that if he lied about it, he has to swear. So the same thing is by that's it. It includes loans. It's the same thing. Why do you have to itemize it again?
It's interesting. So what the shafel often is when you don't pay your employee.
Yeah.
Even when you give him a mashkin, it's still called oishik. It's still called oppressing him. Yeah. Because oishik is to oppress.
Yeah. Okay. Good. And it must, and from there already we know, yeah. Now luchayin in the case of oishik as well, there's a pledge, and there's no mashicha. In the case of Aisha, we're talking about he gave a pledge to the employee that he'll give him, but where is it sitting? It's sitting by the employer. So the employee didn't make a mashiach, and yet we're saying that that's good enough, and that you owe the money, which means that faket from here's an ayat al yechon that by Aisha we see the money is kainah. There's no mashiach. It's still sitting by that. Exactly. I mean, the money is still kainah because he owes the money. So the same thing, and we'd have to repeat it again by halva. And faket from here's an ayat al yechon not to Rish Lakish. So the Gemara Rabbah answers, no, you want to know about Oishik. First of all, you're asking, you have a kasha actually, shlok from Oishik, hocha maizkin, and he goes, you're not blue menu. The employee actually took it, there was a mashicha. So why is it still sitting by the employer? The chaz of the kid acts like. And then he turned around the employee and he gave it back to the employer. He said, look, I have nowhere to store it, can you store it, hold it for me? So the employee was kind of, because there was a mashicha. It's not a kasha and shlok, the taka was a mashicha. So that's exactly the same case as the pekodin that he gave it to mine to the shomer. Even though he's an employer, he gave the pekodin back to the guy to watch him. So in a way, it's exactly like pekodin. The guy's lying that I have a pekodin of yours. Today, Gavin, the pekodin. There's two kinds of pekodin. One was initiated by the owner of pekodin, and one was initiated by the employer. So it's a different kind of pekodin, but it's the same. In principle, it's the same thing. You're not answering the question. So if you're telling me that it's not an ayah at all to Rish Lakish, nobody's talking about it. Hey, that, let's say, was a loan, and the borrower gave the pledge to the lender, and then the lender turned around, and gave it back to the borrower, and said, "Do me a favor, hold it for me," and then he swore against it. So mention it. Why didn't they repeat that? But look me and let us say, "You should not let him mend the chazav ki diatzla." According to you, say there was a mashiach. Don't you want name? If the Tater would have repeated it. Let's say we repeated the case of Halva. Is loy to you to lozayata? Then it would be not, there's no reason for it because it doesn't prove anything. It's not a raya to Rish Lakish. It's not a. And if you want to learn like a pasuk pshat that there was no mashiach at all, it's not a raya to Rish Lakish either because we answered it. So it's garnish. Why would the Torah say something which doesn't add anything? But hashta the loya had rekro by not saying it misayeli. See, sometimes what state nisht is as if it's written in volumes. Had it been written, we learn nothing from it. By not saying it, you would ask a question: why is it misayeli? And I cannot come to one conclusion. Because we're learning a normal case of Tzumah Ziyad where I said, I'll give you a pekodin, but I didn't give it to you yet. And because you didn't make the Mashiach, you weren't kind, and therefore I'd have to pay. That's why the Tater missed it out. So here, this is the mocker where he said that, not saying it. When he learned Rashi, he used to learn where Rashi says things which are extra. And many times he learned from the fact that Rashi didn't say something that he should have said. And that in itself teaches you a lot of things, you see, right here. By not saying it.
He wants to speak about Hashmoto and Sarambam. Things that I'm not left out.
Very good. Exactly right here. Says the Gemara, "Vaitim v'tzumas yad." Fed the Gemara. So your whole kvetch is your whole basis is that tzumas yad. Lo yahad rekro is not mentioned in the pasuk. But Tanya, we learned it is actually yes mentioned in the pasuk. Where Amar Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon said, "Menayin liten esa amar lemaila." How do you know that that which is written above lemata to be used for what's written later on? It says in the pasuk. The next pasuk says, "Oi." It says, "Oi mikol asha yishava alav l'shaker." What's coming to add? "Oi mikol asha yishava alav l'shaker." That's including tumas yad that was missed out before. So it's already included in the next pasuk. What? Tell me, what's missing out? "Oi mikol asha yishava alav l'shaker." I'm nachar rabu. I'm rab rab. The rab, but tumas yad l'shaven. So the more you write, "Oh, but behead yemi elahad yikra," but before it isn't. Right, we're still doing Rashi at plenty of time. Masnita minolam. Okay, that's a raya from a brayse from one brayse. Another raya is from the psuk. That's a raya from the Torah. Now a raya from a brayse minolam. The Tanya we learned, if a gizber a gabai hegdish. Remember, if you use a hegdish money for your own private things, your moil you stole from hegdish, and you have to bring a carbon meal and a devaita. So what happens if nosna the gabai forgot? And he forgot this is Hegish money, and he gave it to a bala, and he gave it to the person who's in charge of the bathhouse, you know, who takes care of everything there. As soon as he gave it to Moab, even before he took the bath, as soon as he gave him the money, now he's Moab. Well, Rav made a deal. Dafke balon, because that's a payment. So dafke by a balon who do le mechse meshicha. There's nothing else that has to be done. Just the guy will do the work. There's no meshicha, no other kinyan that can be done. So therefore, by giving the money, that's the transaction. Abu midiachis, but any other service where there's two sides. One guy gives money, and one guy takes an object, or his object has to be picked up. There has to be meshicha. Then the mechse meshicha loy mal adam meshich. You didn't make a meila until you made a meshicha. So what does this prove? We'll see. Before we go back to Gemara, let's just do Rashi. Rashi, nosna l'pruta shal hegdish b'shegeg. It's about parallel to Gemara. He gave a prut of hegdish to b'shegeg. L'balon b'schar payment sheyichatzen l'beis ha-merchah. They should be with you in the beis ha-merchah. It's mo'al. Even though he didn't wash, as soon as he gave the money, even though he didn't use the service, you already were moyel, you expended money. That's chidus. By giving pruta, you can no longer change your mind. There's nothing else to be done. There's no other steps. But if it would have been any other case where I gave you money, it's for somebody that has to be nimshich. Loi mol adamashich. There's no meal.
You tell the balon to give him the money to wash you, and you say, "I haven't changed my mind. Don't wash me." The balon doesn't have to give the money back.
No, that's over. That's it. So the Gemara writes. So what's the raya? We'll see in a minute. Back to the Gemara. We learned another raya of a Tanya. We learned nosna l'sapor. You gave it to a baba. Mol. You mail straight away as well. Now, why you mail straight away? The barber has to pick up the instruments and give you a haircut. Not just he washes you, he has to pick up the tool of trade. So, l'cheira meshicha has to be made. V'sapra boy l'mimshich, and the sapra l'cheira has to, has to pick up the tools before he can go ahead and do the service. So, l'cheira is another step here. Why is it so they gave you the money? It's done, and it's ready mail. We're talking about a goy that even in the court of the shlokis that holds that meshich is ma'atoidik, but it says in the pasuk miyad ami secha from the hand of your friend and loy miyad nachi. We haven't given away the zara there, the whole gemara. So therefore, if you gave it to a barber, a Jewish barber, then you're talking that it's not moil until he does meshich. If you gave it to a goyish barber, it's moil straight away. Tanya nami hachi. We also talk about nosna l'saper oy l'safen. If you gave it to a sapper, to a barber, or you gave it to a sailor, or the chol bal umnes, or any other trade, loy mal ad the mashach. There's no meila until the mashach was actually made. Kash not dodi. A minute ago you said as soon as you gave the money.
The difference between the barber and the balon is that the barber has to have a tool of something.
That's right.
The balon doesn't have
exactly. Yeah, that's what she says. Elash mamas that I can be sapper nochi. He was about a goy. My goy, there's no mashicha. They only kesser. That's why the moment you gave the money to a goyish barber, you're a moil. And can be sapi so by yid because a yid is mashicha. Shmamino is a raya. So what is he familiar with me here? You were not moil. Now if Moyes is kind of mahatoida, if Moyes is kind of mahatoida, so even though Rabban said you should make meshicha, but mahatoida, as soon as therefore who cared by a barber or anybody else they stopped doing meshicha, but mahatoida, you're ready with moil. So this again is a raya. Those are shining and learn that the Chachamim didn't eliminate completely the kinyan of mice. They just added a layer to it. Shmam nozeraya to Reish Lakish. Rashi.
So does this have to do with the Mashiach, or does it have to do with the ability of going back on the payment?
Same thing. No, that's the same, they all go hand in hand.
What decides whether you can't count?
That's right. If the final kinyan.
But in a scenario where there's no Mashiach, like by the bathhouse.
That's what I said. That's exactly my example.
That's exactly my exception.
With the bathhouse, because what it assumes, all he's got to do is put water on you and start washing you. He doesn't use any tools or anything. So therefore, you hand over the money, there's a commitment, and if you say, I don't want to get washed now, bad luck, he keeps the money. Whereas with the bathhouse, you pick up the scissors, so the chayla, you as the guy's going to get the haircut, you've got to pick up the scissors and make a Mashiach on the scissors. And if you haven't, you can change your mind.
Those days.
Bathhouse.
Different world.
Bathhouse. You go and have a bath.
No, you're the guy who did it. That's a ballad.
In the bathhouse over here, what's it called? The city baths or whatever.
The South Pacific.
Yeah, right here when you walk down, you know, by the water.
Yeah, the South Pacific.
So, which way was it? In the old days. Rashi. Rashi.
That's the guy who schmeisses you and all that sort of stuff. In the bathhouse, the guy who schmeisses you.
Yeah, exactly. And then the sauna is there. It's a whole seder avodah. Haboy limshech chay seicher hataspeid is the guy who hires. You hired somebody a barber. The bechol midi be malinch lekane the mashachin akane. So the mashiach nochi lo shai bedim mashiach the menam zech. He's a handy friend. Kashne dadi saper a saper. Chen Rav Nachman kerab yechelen. Back to the Gemara. Rav Nachman, however, holds like Rabbi Yechon and Vartoyer and Moish Kain. So Rabbi Lechayda supports the Shlokish, but Rav Nachman holds like Rabbi Yechon that Vartoyer and Moish is Kain. Ubotka Levi Masit, and just like Rabbi found Brises to support the Shlokish, Levi, who's actually one of the compilers of Brises, as we had before, he found in the Mishnah of Ashkech, and he found the Brises that supports Rabbi Yechon. What's the story? Nosna l'sitoin, if you gave the money to a sitoin. Now Rashi has an interesting pshat of sitoin. It's a wholesaler, but that's not a wholesaler. It's a wholesaler who only sold to very poor customers. So people would hardly give him any money. He would sort of give them the merchandise, and as they sell, they pay him. You don't see a word for it in English.
Consignment.
That's what it was. They gave him a consignment.
Yeah, but that means that he's still got bailus on the house.
Oh, let's see. That's what we're going to see. Rashi. Rashi, but what must it say? What Rashi learns here is it sounds like he amended the braisa to suit Rabbi Yechon.
That's what this Ramel concludes.
Yeah, that belongs to me until Rashi says he amended the braisa v'hoisif and he added but he sefta shesid the v'shana ba and he learned the braisa support Rabbi Yechon. So what do you mean he found it? He created it. Nostal Sitten Mo says Rashi, Sitten is a Chenvini Gogol, a large, a retailer. Umoiche paid his hardbill a Chenvini Anim, and he sells to poor little, stores or milk bars, whatever. The Noistin Lohamois, Al Yad, they sell, gave him the money as they sell. Ukashay Moichin they sell, but Chilzakni, Noistin Ervain Domi, Mortin Alakoil. They do give him something, they give him a few dollars as like a deposit or something. They give him something. Mall, says Rashi. Even though they weren't moshech all the paydas, he gives them a few boxes. They only would have taken a few of the paydas, to sell whatever it is. They didn't go moshech on all the paydas. Nevertheless, the moment he gave them his moil on the whole lot, Rashi makes a big chiddush. Rashi says by moshech, if I buy from you 100 paydas and I make a moshech on 3 paydas, I'm kind of nothing. Because Mashiach doesn't work. That's what I'm saying. Rashi saying there's no Mashiach. What is no Mashiach? I was Mashiach something. No, Rashi saying there's no Mashiach. Because since I made up to buy 100 payers, even though he pulled 5 payers or one box or something, whatever it is.
You pull everyone.
All the boxes, yes. If I'm taking 5 boxes from you, I got to be moishik all 5 boxes before I'm kind of. So if I'm moishik 4, I'm kind
of
nothing.
What if a guy buys a whole shipment of wheat and he still wants to sell it to keep it after he's paid the money?
Then Mashiach,
he's going to make moishik on every.
If then moishik shouldn't be the king, it'd be the other king. Chalipin, whatever. But if you can do Mashiach, that's what I'm saying. So there's no Mashiach, that's what I'm saying. There's no Mashiach at all. Otherwise, what's a kasha? Maybe the meal is on the pot and he was moishik. And what's more kasha? Vice is there's no reason to be Meal at all. What do you mean, well, there's no reason? But he was Meishich something. He said, whatever he's Meishich is worthless. Because Meishich doesn't work until you're Meishich all of it. So there for of us. And yet we see that what must be, because Mahatay the Mois is kind, because the guy gave him some money, and money works different than Mashiach. By money, I give you a deposit, I can be kind of the whole lot. I pay you for a house, 10% of the deposit, I'm kind of the whole house. Yeah, I don't only own 10% of the house, I kind of the whole house, and the Lashon is Hashah, it's not a little milver. I owe you the rest of the money. But by Mashiach, it doesn't work that way. Mashiach, if I'm a Mashiach, and a parsh of Mashiach, I get nothing until I give you the time, Mashiach. That's what Rashi is saying here. If we finish.
Yes,
then do Chalipin. That's why Chalipin is the most common, as we learned yesterday in the Rus. The Zoysel Fonim be Yisrael. The most common kinyim is Chalipin. It's easy, they're both kind of the same time, I don't have to schlep anything.
Now the question is, who takes from whom?
Yeah, we concluded. We learn, like, you know, the buyer, the Rav has to pay, has to give the. It's a pellet, the other guy. The other guy says it's the Hanor. When in Kedushin we had only in Adam Choshev, there's the Hanor registered as something of value in the woman is Mekudush. Here we're saying every person. The fact that you accepted my handkerchief so that I can sell you, the Hanor that you took it, I'm happy. Unless the Hanor that eventually you can pay me money. It's the money that makes me happy, even though you didn't get it. Okay, back to the Gemara. Ella kasha leshlaki. What's the lucky do with the brisa? Not a problem. The leshlaki is a man of Shimni. We already said before. Rav Shimni, the leshlaki said yesterday that according to Rav Shimni, definitely Meshich is Moses kind of mahatayda, because he says only the vendor can change his mind and not the purchaser. Look at what I did. I will omer misha pora. Eat when we learn about it. Rabbi says, what do you mean omer misha pora? How's it work? Is it something that the guy has to be a baki b'shas to know that he's entitled? He gets a misha pora. There used to be a curse, you know, a misha pora. He has to know that, and that's it. Or is it something that Bezin calls him in, and we can't force him?
Somebody said, you go up and have another year, you make a Misha Be'ach, and then you say to the guy, can you make me Misha Be'ach?
Yeah, I'll try it often. Eat when I buy
you,
I'm a buy.
I'll text you, but somebody might ask you to do a Misha Be'ach.
Eat when I buy you, I do it, my D, and the buy says, all you do is you tell the guy, if he doesn't want to keep his word, you say, Chevra. Chavraman, you should know Misha Potter, the Noyach, and the Flogger, and Mitzrayim, all that. We'll take care of you. Rabbi Omar made it like Tinla. We actually do it in the form of a curse. So when Medina means, we just tell you know the famous Mishnah about the Misha Potter. And Abai says, and Rabbi says, no, we do it in the form of a curse. So how exactly do we do it? So instead of saying, it says, just take out the words, it says in the Mishnah, you say, you should know Misha Potter is going to take care of you as well. So it's much sterner. Abai, and we learn out that doesn't mean only a Nasi, not a curse, any Yid. So what are you cursing a Yid for? I deserves it. So what? We shouldn't be cursing people. The power of the words. We shouldn't. Rova ma made it like tinle. We curse my. What about this thing here? The chsiv ba'oise ba'amcha. You shouldn't curse a Nasi ba'amcha. He behaved like a Yid. Ba'oise ma'isa amcha. Only if he behaved like a Yid. We already had the Mark Suvis, and we'll have it later about if a guy does tshuva, about a kama. If a guy does tshuva, then, you know, with the father who left behind, he needed a potter, you know, remember a stolen potter? And we asked why the kids have to do the cover of the father's chadosha. So we said he did tshuva. And the big machlek is the Rambam of the tour, whether a child whose father's a rosha is a chiv to give him covered, give it over him. The Gemara clearly seems to be saying no. And that's what the tour paskins. But the Rambam says, no, you have to give him kibbutz aim. And from another Gemara, that a child, a son, is not allowed to give malchus to his father who deserves malchus. Well, if he deserves malchus, it's a rosha. So why shouldn't he give him? That I that
not the son's business.
You know, so the Tad wants to make him bazillion and not cover. Anyway, back to Gemara. Omer Rav says, Rav Menamila, how do I know that you actually curse him from a story? Somebody gave him some money for salt to buy salt. Before he actually transferred the salt to the other person. Now remember, money's not koina. The price of salt was skyrocketing. Also, the Kamer Yechin, he didn't want to do anything unilaterally, so he went to Rav, he went to Rav Yechin, and he said to him, what's the din? Can I change my mind? Because money is not koina. Can I change my mind? And I want to resell the salt for a much higher price. Omele, he said to him, Zil Havlu, no, you have to give the salt to that person. The Eloi, and if you don't keep your word, Kabil Alecha, you should be prepared to accept it by yourself. Misha Potter.
Did the Mishita here or not?
No, the Shikhan talk about.
And this is Rav Yechin.
No, this is a chibah yaisi.
Yeah, but who that guy to ask a pascha?
Yeah, but the Rabban, we still hold that the Mashiach is what the Kenyan is. So we say it's only a Misha Potter. So he said to him, it's not Misha Potter. Now, what did he do over here? Was he my dear to Misha Potter, or did he curse him? Because you can't tell from the story yet. So he says the Rabban. If you say that one, that he just notified him, you should know, you should be acquainted, be familiar with Misha Potter. That chibah yaisi, but I do. He knew this Mishnah. So Rabbi Yechon had to remind him. Elavos, my Melit, my Tinleis. Rav Yechon was saying to him, of course you know the Mishnah, but I'm going to have to stand and curse you. If you don't, so give him a warning first. I'm giving an ultimatum. Either you stick to your word, or we're going to have to hack you up in your face and give you a curse. And nobody wants to be cursed. And the Chinuch means that even Goyim have a power to curse. Cursing is very, very powerful. Words are very powerful. And you have to be very careful of cursing anybody. So Rabbi asked back to Rabbi. Does it make sense? So Rabchia bar Yosef, who knew the din, and he knew that according to you has a curse. So what? He was prepared to be cursed? Yeah. What was the Shaila? Your whole time was that he knew the din. So if he knew the din, he also knew about the curse. So what was the Shaila of Rechon? He wanted Rechon to curse me? If he knew the din, that you're not allowed to do it, so what's going on here? How does it help the fact that there was a curse rather than to make him familiar? The story is different, Abai says. What was his basis? He thought that he's allowed to change his mind. You know why? Because what happened was that the guy gave him a mashkin, let's say that the salt that he bought was $1,000 worth of salt. The guy didn't. The guy gave him $1,000. He gave him $100 as a mashkin for the salt. Now, he felt, of course, it's a misha potter if there was money changing hands. Remember, we said before, there's no money changing hands. Only ein rucham lechemenu. That's okay. But misha potter is for money. So he thought, well, the misha potter is only corresponding to the amount of money you gave me. You gave me $100, and the misha potter is $100. So I'm going to give you the $100, for sure. But the $900 of salt you didn't pay for, I'm taking it back. Because that's not misha potter. That's only ein rucham lechemenu. That's what he thought. And Rabbi Yechon told him, no, if he gave you a down payment, by money is different than by Mashiach. By money, you give him a part of the money, you're kind of the whole lot, he just owes you the rest. And therefore, the Misha part is on the whole lot, you can't take anything. That's the deal over here. Nothing to do with cursing or I do it or not, I either way. The guy didn't pay him the whole amount, he gave him only a pledge. So but he thought, he thought that the only part that the guy, that doesn't mean really kind, it means the only part that with the Misha Potter is on the part that the guy gave money. No, that you should know that when it comes to these things, he's kind of the whole thing. Like that by karka, he's kind of the whole karka. Because by karka kesef works, and by metalklin, it's misha potter. The misha potter is on the entire lot. Says more about it. What we learned, our raven talking about a mashkin. So in the case of our raven, Rav Omar Rav says, "Kenegdo yu koine." This is actually a machleki we just said right now. If I give you a part of the money by metalklin, so Rav says the only koine misha potter can get a bit, and I be able to make another kula yu koine all a lot. Says the Gemara, Meisel has a question. It says, "Hanoisin." We're talking about karka, for example, as well. Hanoisin aroven lechaveidai. What happens? I'm not paying you part. This is not talking about a case where I'm giving you a partial payment. What we're talking about over here is I don't want you to change your mind. We were doing a deal. I shouldn't change my mind. You shouldn't change your mind. I'm giving you a mashkin to cement the deal. This mashkin is not payment. Till now we were learning where the mashkin was payment, and the shaila is only a part payment. How do we view that? Here, it's a new story, a new case. I'm giving you a mashkin just so that neither of us can change our mind. But this is not payment, not part payment at all. Don't worry, I'll take care of it afterwards. How do we view that? And he, Reuven gave a mashkin to Shimon. He said to him, "Imani choizabi, and if I change my mind, ervoini machalach, keep it." In other words, I'm definitely going to go ahead with the deal. Don't worry about it. Don't sell it to anybody else. Okay. And the other guy said to him, "Imani erzebi, and if I change my mind, I'm going to pay double the mashkin." In other words, we're both agreeing that we're not going to change our mind. We're going to proceed with the deal whenever a certain time. Niskaimu hatunoyim divi Rabbi Abezi says that they both have to keep it tonight. And if the guy who's promised double changes his mind, he has to pay double, even though it's an asmachta. Rabbi Abezi holds asmachta kanya. Rabbi Abezi tamed amar asmachta kanya. Rashi just asmachta kanya is a Rashi. Haftochas guzme. If somebody makes a wild claim. That in order for you to rely on me, I make these wild claims. I'm going to pay double the mashkin. Why pay double the mashkin? If I don't fulfill my tenai, I'll give you double. So the din is, so therefore he has to keep his word. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm back to the Braiser. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Rashi is a beauty. So look at Rashi. Daya shikness of Rashi. Loi ze yimchel, veloi ze yichpel. The guy who is meichel is not meichel. The guy who is double is not double. Because as machta is not koina. Neither of them can change their mind from fulfilling mechida. Kineged ha'arvan. In other words, there's like a misha potter here, so they have to keep their word. How much of the word they keep, the value of whatever it is that's equal to the mashkin to the arvan. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda clearly says that how much of the misha potter only kineged ha'arvan, not the whole lot, not like Rabbi Yechon before.
He still says as machta lekanya.
No, so that's right. So he's not coining the pledge, but it's like a Kenyan mice. And what did we learn before Kenyan mice, or like a down payment, that the Misha Potter, even though it's not coining, the Misha Potter is either is only connecting the money.
But it's not on the whole item that was.
That's what Abuda is saying. So he's holding.
He's not only like looking, he's only focusing
whatever the equal value.
But not on the whole. Not on the whole.
No. The mashkin is the equivalent of the item that's equivalent of the mashkin. Mashkin is worth $100, the item $1,000.
Yeah, but you're dealing with. Yeah.
Yeah. So $100 of the item is forced in here.
So there's nothing in it for the seller to do that. Make this deal based on this.
No, they just did it to show each other they're really serious. So don't go looking elsewhere. Make sure you buy it from me.
And the seller doesn't get anything from it.
Sure he does, because he might not have any other buyers. He wants to make sure that this guy, the deal is deal. He needs the money. Every time you sell something, if you have a guy who's ready to pay, you want to make sure it happens.
I'm going to come back out of it.
You can also back out of it, both of you. But you can't, because you're getting Misha Potter. Misha Potter is going to hold you in line.
Okay.
A word is a word. Like in the diamond business, you know, you give a shake of the hands and that's it. That's a deal. There's no shtaris or kinyonim. A word is a word. Otherwise, you're out of business. Tomorrow, if people find out that you don't keep your word, you're out of business. That's all you have. When is it said? Bizman Sha'omaloi, he said to him, Arvoini Yikoin. Only if he said, I want my Arvoin, my Mashkin, to be Koin. He didn't give it him as a down payment, and the rest I owe you. He said this old talk about. Oh, so he said that this mashkin is going to be a king. It's not a chalipin. It's going to be kind of me the whole lot. So that's when maybe then it works. I saw my house or a field for $1,000. I paid you as a down payment. And I'll owe you the rest. Connor, then for sure, he is kinder. And I owe you the other 500. If we made up in 5 years, it's 5 years. If I gave it to you, till now we're talking about, I did not give you the mashkin as a down payment. I'm giving the mashkin as a pledge to make sure that we go ahead. But if I'm giving you the mashkin as a down payment, if I give you some down payment, it doesn't matter what percentage of the building it is, I own the entire building. And then you lent me back the money. So if you lent me back the money, and I owe you the money. And if I pay you in 10 years, I still own the entire building. So my land, this is my property. So my land, just like Rashi Gamliel says, my property. That by property, kesef works. As soon as you give some of the money, you own all of it. So lechayda, he would hold. Hu adin lemetaltlis. Rashi would hold a metaltlin the same thing. That what? That if you give by metaltlin some of the money, and by metaltlin, what are you kaina? Not kaina the food, the item itself, but what are you kaina with money? The mishapara. So if you give 10%, you get a mishapara on the whole lot. So we see that Rashi and Rabbi Yehuda are arguing, and the same machlek is Rabbi Yechanan and Rav. You're drawing a bridge here, a long bow from Karki to Metaltlin. Metaltlin, when it comes to Taltlin, Stam, Loi Kani. Now, why should it be different? By Metaltlin, whatever I gave, and that's all Mishapot is equal to that. No Rai for Shimon to support Rabbi Yechon. What's the Karki? Why should Karki be different? Karki, the big Kaspi, Kani, Le Mamish, by Karki. When you pay money, you actually own the Karki outright. So Kani Lekula. So if you give him a little bit, 10%, you're cleaning the whole property. And so if you let me back the money, I owe it to you. On Metaltlin Lekani, Lekabuli Mishapara. By Metaltlin, I'm not cleaning anything. All I get is a Mishapara. So Mishapara, for 10%, I should be have Mishapara on the tie 100%. Why? Lekani Lekula. It's not strong enough to let it spread to the entire Mashkin. So no Raya to Rabbi Yechanan whatsoever. Only to Rav. Leima, let us say, Ketanoi. It's got a Machlekes Tanoim. What happens? I lend you money. Now we know it becomes Shemitah. The money, the chayv gets negated and gets dissolved. What about if I lend you money al hamashkin? So I got sort of a form of payment. So it's no longer they don't chase after your friend. You don't Easter chase your friend. I don't have to chase after him. I already got paid in a way because I have a mashkin. So I lent him on a mashkin. Even nichnas la shmita, the shmita year came in. Even though it's only worth half. let's say the loan's for $1,000 and the mask was $500, ain't a mishamid, the loan doesn't get cancelled. But he doesn't say how much of the loan doesn't get cancelled. Does he mean the entire loan's get cancelled, or just the equivalent of the mask, which is $500? We'll see him in. Divrei Shem Gamliel. Now, you don't know. Im hoye mashkin kineged halva osa. If they were exactly the same, then ain't a mishamid. Then the loan, you got paid back. Oh, but the imlav, if it's not equal, mishamid, it does get cancelled. Now, he doesn't say what he's talking about. Is the tie loan get cancelled, or the part that's not covered by the pledge? Doesn't explain. So, you want to explain that. My ain't a mishamid, the kamar shbag. What do you mean, ain't a mishamid? Ilema kinegdo is a shbag, saying that what? That the $500 doesn't get cancelled, but the other $500, which is not covered by pledge, does. Miklal drab yudan nosi sabah, so what drab yudan nosi hold? Lahak palganami mishamid, that the whole loan gets cancelled. And the mashkin, what else? What's the purpose of mashkin? And the whole purpose of mashkin is that if I don't pay you cash, here, there's your payment. According to Yehuda Nasi, it seems like mashkin does nothing because the entire loan gets cancelled. It must be that this is the machlekes. Rashi says that no part of the loan gets cancelled, and Rabbi Yehuda says the part that's not covered by the pledge gets cancelled. They're arguing when you give a pledge, you give a kesef part, is it for all of it or just part of it? That's exactly the machlekes. Only the half that wasn't covered by the mashkin. He holds like Rabbi Yechon and Dawad that the entire metalkalin is kind of, but Rabbi Yechon is only equivalent and bound. No, whatsoever to Rabbi Yechon. My ainam mishamid the kamrashing amlil, lahach pal good nokal mashkin, he meant only half. And Rabbi Yechon Nasi meant the entire loan is cancelled. All cancelled. So your question was, if the entire loan is cancelled, so what was the purpose of the mashkin? What was the mashkin? To make sure that they remember there's a loan out there, and the laborer knows that his item is sitting right at Malva's house, gives him incentive to eventually pay back. But the mashkin is not over here as a form of payment. That's what he holds. And therefore, the loan is still outstanding and comes from it, and it cancels the loan. So, but there's no one here. Both of them hold that's only equivalent of the if Rabbi Yehuda and Mashkin doesn't mean anything. But according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, it's only the equivalent amount of the Mashkin, which is exactly like Rav, not like Rabbi Yechon that says that the Mishapar is on the whole lot.
So based on this discussion with these Mashkin, and you decide it's a kind of security.